In Deep Work, Cal Newport tells us that, quote, at the end of the workday, shut down your consideration of work issues until the next morning. No after-dinner email check, no mental replays of conversations, and no scheming about how you'll handle an upcoming challenge. Shut down work thinking completely. If you need more time, then extend your workday. But once you shut down, your mind must be left free. Decades of work from multiple different subfields within psychology all point toward the conclusion that regularly resting your brain improves the quality of your deep work. When you work, work hard. When you're done, be done. Your average email response time might suffer some, but you'll more than make up for this with the sheer volume of truly important work produced during the day by your refreshed ability to dive deeper than your exhausted peers. End quote. So this part of the lesson is all about developing a shutdown ritual, right? Performing at your peak on a consistent basis, which often results from embracing the deep life, embracing deep work. This is incredibly demanding on your energy, your willpower, which is why we need to ensure that we remain vigilant about resting up, recharging, and recovering on a regular basis. So your actionable insights for this portion are as follows. Implement a hard stop at the end of your work days. When you work, work hard, like Cal says, and when you're done, be done. So let me share with you what Cal Newport's personal end of day ritual looks like, his own shutdown ritual. He'll check email one final time to ensure he's handled anything urgent. Then he looks over any unfinished action items. Then he plans out the appropriate time blocks to complete them the following day. And then finally, as he turns off his computer for the night, he says to himself, shut down, complete. So that's his shutdown ritual. What's yours? Think about something that you can do at the end of every workday to disconnect yourself, to unplug from work and redirect your time elsewhere. Spend some time with your family. Go do something for yourself. Recharge your batteries. Rest up. Do something. But don't preoccupy your mind on your work all day long. It'll exhaust you. So sometimes we just need to rest up and recharge. And implementing a shutdown ritual is a helpful way to do that.